All right, ready to dive deep. Today, we're tackling something pretty interesting. We're looking at chapter 4, all about cholesterol.
Okay.
From the Dutch book, The Cholesterol Myth.
Yeah.
And this is just one chapter out of 17.
Oh, wow.
So we're really just, you know.
Just a little snippet.
Yeah, scratching the surface.
The taste.
But even in this chapter, it really kind of shakes up what we think we know about cholesterol.
Well, and especially because I think so many of us, you know, grew up hearing that cholesterol is like the big bad wolf, right?
Right.
When it comes to our hearts. But this chapter is like, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not the villain we've always thought it was.
It's interesting because we've all heard the warnings about like high cholesterol and good versus bad cholesterol. But this chapter is suggesting that cholesterol is actually vital for our bodies.
Exactly. And I think that's the piece that really blows people's minds, is that our bodies produce cholesterol on purpose. It's doing it for a reason. It's involved in like cell function, hormone production, brain health, even vitamin D.
Wow.
I mean, the list goes on and on. And so you kind of have to stop and think like, wait a minute, if it's so bad for us, why are our bodies spending all this energy making it? You know what I mean?
That's a really good point. Like, why would our bodies create something that's inherently bad for us?
Exactly.
So it's not as simple as just like getting rid of all cholesterol.
Well, and the book uses this really interesting analogy where it compares cholesterol to like a complex machine, right?
Right.
Where every part has a function and every part is important.
Right.
And if you remove a crucial component, even if it seems small or insignificant, the whole machine can malfunction.
Right.
And that's kind of how they present cholesterol. Like, you need all the parts to work properly.
Okay, so both types of cholesterol. So the good HDL and the bad LDL, those are both.
They're both necessary.
Okay.
They have different functions, different jobs. Think of it like, you know, LDL is like a delivery truck bringing essential packages to your cells.
Okay.
And then HDL is like the cleanup crew, you know, removing excess materials, taking them back for recycling.
Yeah.
So they both have important roles to play in keeping things running smoothly.
But then why are we so focused on lowering our cholesterol? Like, are we missing the bigger picture if we're just looking at that number?
That's a question the book really digs into.
Yeah.
And it even highlights a doctor, Dr. Zoe Harkins, and she actually advises against routine cholesterol tests.
Really?
Because she's like, these levels can fluctuate based on so many things. Stress, injury, even a vitamin D deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And so focusing on just that one number, you might be missing a whole lot of other important stuff.
So are you saying like we shouldn't worry about our cholesterol at all?
Not necessarily. It's more about understanding that cholesterol is just one piece of the puzzle when it comes to heart health. And we might be oversimplifying things by just focusing on lowering it at any cost.
Okay. So if just like lowering it isn't the answer, what is?
Right.
Because I know this chapter also talks about statins, which is the medication a lot of people take to lower cholesterol. And it doesn't seem like this chapter is very positive about their effectiveness.
Well, yeah, it points to research questioning whether they actually reduce heart disease or death rates as much as we think.
Mm-hmm.
And it also brings up the downsides, like the potential for side effects that can be pretty serious.
Oh, wow.
So serious that a lot of people end up stopping the medication.
Wow, that's a big deal, especially since so many people are on statins.
Yeah, and there's even a cardiologist, Asim Malhotra, who actually calls this whole focus on lowering cholesterol the cholesterol scam.
Wow, a scam.
Yeah, he's basically saying that we've spent decades focused on this one thing,
right,
and it hasn't really made a dent in heart disease rates.
Mm.
He thinks we've been distracted from the real culprits.
Which are?
Things like diet, lack of exercise, chronic stress.
Mm-hmm. So it's like we've been looking at the wrong enemy all along.
That's what this chapter seems to be suggesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's really pushing us to question our assumptions about cholesterol and look at heart health from a more nuanced perspective.
Okay, so I'm definitely starting to see things a little differently.
Good.
But if we're not supposed to just focus on lowering cholesterol, what should we be doing instead?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. And that's what we'll be diving into in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay.
We'll explore how all those lifestyle factors you mentioned, diet, exercise, stress management, how they all play a role in heart health.
Can't wait. I'm already like rethinking everything I thought I knew about cholesterol and heart health.
It's amazing what one chapter can do, huh?
Yeah, it's really shifted my perspective.
It's all about questioning what we've always been told and really digging deeper for a better understanding.
Absolutely. And that's what makes this so exciting.
I agree. It's amazing how this chapter breaks down the different types of cholesterol. It's not just good and bad, you know, it's like a whole system.
Right. And I really liked how they used that submarine analogy.
Oh, yeah.
That was really helpful for me to understand it.
Yeah, it's like having a whole fleet of these specialized submarines,
Right.
you know, operating in your bloodstream. Some are carrying fuel, some are delivering those essential building blocks to your cells, and then others are like the cleanup crew, you know.
Right.
They're scooping up that excess cholesterol, taking it back to the liver for recycling.
So it's more about like a healthy balance
Yes.
of all these different types of cholesterol
Yeah.
rather than just like lowering that one number.
That's what this chapter seems to suggest. I mean, think about it. If you were trying to manage traffic, right,
Okay.
it wouldn't make sense to just focus on the number of cars on the road. You'd have to consider the different types of vehicles, their destinations, the flow of traffic.
Yeah, that's a good point. So if we're looking for this balance, what role does diet play in all this?
Oh,
Okay,
he's
so
huge.
does what we eat actually impact those cholesterol levels?
Absolutely. Our bodies make most of the cholesterol we need, but what we eat definitely influences those levels.
Okay. So what kind of advice does the book give? Is it all about going low fat?
You know, actually, it kind of challenges that traditional low-fat advice. It even suggests that, you know, that whole low-fat craze, that might have actually backfired.
Really?
Yeah, and even contributed to some health problems.
How so?
Well, when we demonized all fats, we might have cut out some essential nutrients, you know, especially those healthy fats that our bodies actually need to thrive.
So what kinds of fats should we be eating?
Well, think of it like choosing the right fuel for your car. You wouldn't put diesel in a gasoline engine.
No.
So this book is suggesting that we need those premium fats, avocados, olive oil, nuts, fatty fish. Those all provide those essential nutrients that our bodies need.
Yeah, it's almost like we got so afraid of fat that we forgot that some fats are actually good for us.
Right, exactly. And by replacing those healthy fats with things like processed carbs and sugars, well, we might have inadvertently fueled a different kind of problem.
So it's not just about like lowering cholesterol. It's about like choosing the right foods to support that balance in our bodies.
Exactly. It's about giving your body those high-quality ingredients so it can function at its best.
Okay, that makes sense. This chapter also mentions that our cholesterol levels can be affected by things other than diet, like stress, for example.
Oh, for sure. When we're under chronic stress, our bodies release hormones that can actually raise our cholesterol levels.
So stress is like not just bad for our mental health, but it can actually like physically impact us.
Absolutely. It really highlights the importance of finding those healthy ways to manage stress, like exercise, spending time in nature, even mindfulness practices can be really
Like
helpful.
all these different aspects of our lives are connected. Mental health, physical health, diet, stress levels, it all plays a part.
It really does. That's why this book is advocating for a holistic approach to heart health. It's not about addressing one thing in isolation. You have to look at the whole picture. You have to create a lifestyle that supports overall well-being.
That's a powerful message, but it also seems kind of overwhelming. Where do we even begin?
Well, that's what's great about this chapter. It doesn't just present a problem, it also offers solutions. And that's what we'll be exploring in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay.
We're going to talk about some practical steps we can take to create a more heart-healthy lifestyle.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm already feeling so much more empowered just by understanding like the complexity of this whole cholesterol thing.
It's amazing what knowledge can do, right?
Yeah.
It helps us move from fear and confusion to a place of, you know, understanding and action. And that's what this deep dive is all about.
It's funny. I used to be so strict about checking the cholesterol on everything I ate. Like I was even afraid to eat an egg yolk, you know. But this chapter has really changed how I think about it. It's like I was so worried about that one little thing, I missed the bigger picture of, you know, just being healthy overall.
It's like we were zoomed in on one tiny pixel of a much larger picture, right?
Right.
And this chapter's like, hey, zoom out. There's so much more going on here.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of the bigger picture, last time we were talking about how things like stress and diet can affect our cholesterol levels. But what are some practical things people can do to create a healthier lifestyle for their heart?
Well, the book touches on this a bit and suggests that true heart health needs us to think about more than just numbers. It's about creating a lifestyle that really helps your body thrive naturally.
Okay, but where do you even start with that?
One of the biggest things is to focus on eating whole, unprocessed foods. Think of it as giving your body the best possible building blocks, you know,
okay.
to create a strong foundation.
So basically ditching all the processed junk and going for more fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, all that good stuff.
You got it. And remember those healthy fats we talked about?
Yeah.
Things like avocados, olive oil, nuts, fatty fish, those are all great for your heart and overall health.
It's like giving your body premium fuel, right?
I love that analogy. And you know, just like a car needs regular tune-ups to run well, our bodies need regular movement.
So getting that heart rate up with some exercise.
Exactly. Whether it's a brisk walk, a dance class, hitting the gym, finding something you enjoy, and making it a regular part of your life can really make a difference. And it's not just about the physical benefits either. Exercise does wonders for stress management too.
Oh, I totally agree. I always feel so much more relaxed and energized after a good workout. It's like it clears your mind and strengthens your body at the same time.
I'm with you there. And since we're talking about stress, remember how this chapter highlighted that chronic stress can actually mess with your cholesterol levels? That's why finding healthy ways to manage stress is so important.
So things like meditation, yoga, being out in nature, anything that helps you relax and recharge, basically.
You nailed it. It's all about figuring out what works for you and prioritizing those things. Remember, self-care is not selfish. It's essential.
Wait, so this chapter is giving us permission to really focus on our health and well-being, you know, to move past worrying about numbers and embrace a more holistic approach to taking care of ourselves.
That's a great way to put it. It's about shifting from fear and restriction to a place of empowerment and self-care. It's about understanding that our bodies are incredibly resilient and we can support them in thriving.
Well, this has been a really eye-opening deep dive. I feel like I have a whole new understanding of cholesterol and how it fits into our health. It's amazing how one chapter of a book can change your whole perspective.
It really is. It reminds us that there's always something new to learn, and what we think we know can be completely flipped on its head. And that's the exciting part of learning and exploring.
Definitely. So as we wrap up this deep dive into chapter 4 of the cholesterol myth, what's the one big takeaway you hope listeners are walking away with today?
I think the most important message is that your health is a journey, not a destination. It's about making choices that support your well-being, mind and body, and trusting your body's natural wisdom. Give it what it needs to thrive.
That's a great way to end our conversation. Thanks for joining me on this cholesterol adventure today. It's been a really fascinating deep dive.
It's been my pleasure. And remember, this was just one chapter. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep taking care of yourselves.